The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. This is a bit of a Netflix episode. We're going to tell you how much we hated you. We're going to talk about the greatest show on television, Outlast, and some random topics we are burning after, to discuss. So
I love how we're having a Netflix recap after last week. I was like, Netflix sucks. And then Outlast is like
on the Netflix sucks side, I'll tell you this Pornhub documentary I watched last night.
Oh, wow. Horrible. Porn. When you say porn, zero. Like, oh, my God.
0 out of 10 recommend. So Netflix is still putting trash out there. It's a balance.
Put on Ridley Jones on Netflix for Sterling. Have you watched Ridley Jones yet?
No.
Jones. You'll love the starting. It's got a great theme song. And Rocketeer on Netflix or on the Disney Channel. See if Sterling likes these.
Okay.
But they got great theme songs. They're making great theme songs for kids these days.
To get the fucking PJ Masks song out of my head.
Oh,
PJ
Masks.
It's a PJ Masks. Oh,
PJ Masks is such a cute cartoon. So brilliant. And just adorable.
Yeah, Sterling loves it.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with You, which we thought was horrible overall.
I loved it. Couldn't stop watching it, but it's only because I wanted to see what happened. And I would not watch the show, as you say, if it wasn't for Joe Goldberg, Penn Badgley, and his narration.
I think I'm good. Like, if there is another season on the show, I don't think I will watch. The fact that I guess they kind of bamboozled you because you thought maybe he was like not a serial killer. And then it turns out he imagined him and he full on was. And that was comedic to me. The fact like when they did the flashbacks of him like sitting at the bar talking to himself, but it's like the guy is supposed to be next to him. It was like, come on, this would not happen.
And it just drove me nuts. Just having constantly, I don't want to watch something where the person's there, but they're not there. Like it's a freaking ghost.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
I agree. I'm not.
Give me something that's actually compelling and smart. Who thought this up when they were in the freaking bar late at night? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It was actually good.
The fact that they got to escape into the sunset and then he's like suddenly a billionaire with all the resources in the world to just like kill people and live his life is like, what the fuck are we doing?
And her dad can just go off and murder anybody. So what, Steve Bezos can just murder, or is that his name? Jeff Bezos can just go murder anybody he wants to murder and it's okay.
Right.
It was the dumbest thing. I hate Kate. I hate Joe.
I just can't even imagine reading this script and being like, here we go, season 4. Like, what the fuck? What is the point? Where are we going? Are we just every season going to put into some impossible shit and then drop out and he's going to be fine and we start up again?
Kill him off.
Be an end.
Put him in jail. Do something.
I would just love for if they could have ended this season with him getting fucked. Like,
right.
And the women all reunite and ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
I'll take that show. I don't need this.
I was hoping it was going to be Nadia who would save the series and she was going to be the one who did
like
it.
A little
finally.
Detective or something. You know,
I loved her. She's so lovable. Yeah. And for them to screw her over and then he lives jumping off the bridge and the cops save him, but they can't figure out who he is. And they don't really ever say why her dad investigated and knew he was Joe. I guess people don't realize he killed a bunch of people, but. And then also, what was I going to say? I just don't understand. Oh, the Marianne. I was so happy that she lived. I thought she was dead, I was so pissed. Like, I'm watching this whole thing and she's freaking dead. And I loved watching her live and everything. And that was saving it. But for him to get away squeaky clean and be on TV drove me nuts.
I thought it was dumbest way they could have played this season, and I'm out on you.
It was done.
I will not watch another season.
Once the guy wasn't really.
Yes.
Once agreed. The mayor wasn't a lot, yep. wasn't the real guy. I yep. was done. I mean, I enjoy Same. Seeing him lose it and he can't remember where she is in the cage. And that is interesting, but it ruined it when he survived, because that just can't be possible. He's murdered everybody in broad daylight. He's dropping people at park benches right. in parks where there has to be cameras. In this world, you can't do that.
London is covered in CCTV cameras, like covered. There's not a place in London that's not filmed. That's the other thing about filming in London. It's like, come on. It'd be like filming in Manhattan. Everything's on camera. You can't do anything.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's just the dumbest thing. Know. And then the socialite, and now she's off teaching English. And
oh, I know. It's so stupid.
So dumb.
It was so dumb. It was such a waste of time.
It's such a great premise, great character. I don't know. Just weird.
This is a perfect example of a show that should have been two seasons. And if it had been two seasons and it had ended with like him in love killing each other,
right,
in a house fire, but the baby being safe, great show. You would have remembered it for what it was. And now it's been diluted into this bullshit and it's going to end and nobody's going to give a fuck.
Love and, like, saved
the
last
reputation
season.
Of the show will be terrible.
Right.
You know, they should have ended.
Lifetime was right. Love yeah. saved this season, the last season. Yeah. And yeah. just her little blip is worth watching. I hope that Love is in more TV shows and stuff. I don't know yeah, who's casting in Hollywood, but you need her.
Yeah.
Hate was just, I was done. I was watching her. I don't care.
She wasn't compelling at all.
Just disappointing. Yeah.
All right, before we talk Outlast, the main event, which is a great fucking show that you guys need to watch.
Terrible
on
name. I keep thinking it is it's not Outlast. Garbage in the freaking woods.
Oh, you said you wanted me to tell you why I hated Austin.
Oh, and... yes, and your review of your restaurant.
Oh, okay.
You said a celebrity so filled restaurant. Tell me about this. Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I went to Austin no for South by Southwest.
Austin.
No offense to anybody.
Geneva
from
ended up moving to Austin because the last city we talked shit about, Geneva ended up moving to.
To Vegas. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's funny. People are like, people here. Now I live here. So it's just not my town, I guess. Like, listen, I was there for South by Southwest. So it's like a conference. So
oh,
whatever.
You were? Oh, I didn't know that.
This is the thing. So oh, many so homeless busy. Downtown. Like, oh, so many. I was at a coffee shop working, getting like harassed by a homeless person.
But it's a
person.
Republican
like,
state.
I...
How can that be?
I know. Where are they? They're not getting shipped out yet. Just really like too many homeless. There was like a stench in downtown. Like, just the vibe was not it. And I have to say, like, being from California, like Tex-Mex is not it for me either. Like, that is not Mexican food. It's your own it's thing different. And you can have it and I'm good. So it's just like, it was fine.
What is Tex-Mex? What's their staple?
Like, it's like kind of bland. It just tastes like bland Mexican food, like queso. The queso is good, but outside of the queso, it's just like, ugh, I don't know, just not very good.
And maybe
not a lot of flavor, not traditional Mexican food.
Going to cities for main crowded. Events like that is a nightmare, yeah. right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think it was probably the wrong time to go. So that's Austin, 5 out of 10. Delilah,
5 out of 10. That's
in-
pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back. I'll say that. Someone, I would. The only reason I would go back if someone was like, "I'm buying your ticket for work," then I'd be like, "Fuck, I guess I'm going."
Or if you were staying in some cool Texas estate on a lake or something.
Yeah, sure, that too. and then we went to Delilah in the Wind, which is supposed to be this like celebrity hotspot restaurant. They're like American food, but it's like, you know, expensive as fuck. So it's supposed to be like very good.
Eat?
Also, this is the thing. So, A, you can't take pictures inside. It's like very, That's the one inside, of one of the most Soho beautiful restaurants vibes. I've been in, like 20s vibe. It looks like a Ooh. Movie set. Just very beautiful.
That dumb or smart in this day and age.
Pictures. To not take pictures?
Right. What are they hiding?
Yeah. I think it adds the exclusiveness. I think because actually a lot of celebrities are usually in there or something. So it's like they don't want you taking
off
photos.
The tables. I mean, gives a shit, right?
The food. So what they're known for is their chicken tenders, which I was like, what
oh
the fuck?
God.
Dorian going in was like, Keynes why is a restaurant
done.
Known for their chicken tenders? Not the chicken tenders. Like, you cut into it and like the breading fell off, which is never one sign you've done something wrong.
Chuck it across
tenders.
The room.
Basic as fuck. And then we got like, they had like Wagyu beef wiener. Like, what are those called? Pigs in a blanket, like $28. Those are horrible too. You, if you put a Hebrew National, nobody, I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference.
Blanket. It wants to eat, like, that shit.
It wasn't even well done, like, basic food, if that makes sense. Like, Dorian said the Chick-fil-A chicken tenders are better. I would agree. I think Cane's is better. Like, any fast food chicken was better than that.
Schwartz and Sandy's food was probably just better.
Yeah, the food was just subpar and, like, did not meet the price point at all and did not meet the vibe. Like, I don't know why the food doesn't map up. So I'd say if anybody's ever thinking about Delilah in the Wind, pass. You could go there for a drink and have a great time. Like,
wonder
go to the bar,
who's the restaurant tour behind it, right?
I think they have one in Hollywood too. I was very disappointed. I wanted to love it, but it was just disappointing. Sucks. And the brownie. Oh, this is the worst part. They had a, like, brownie dessert, like chocolate explosion brownie. We're like, all right, let's get that. The brownie was kind of hard. And then they have this, like, chocolate shell. And then they pour chocolate sauce over it to reveal the ice cream, which was like the size of a spoon was the amount of ice cream you got for the whole brownie. So it was like, this is inedible. Like, it was way too chocolatey. Yeah.
Yelling at the people. Like, that's too much ice cream on that
one. You're cutting too big of a slice. Yeah, so it sucked. So
I saw Giada De Laurentiis, who I can't not watch. There's some people that eat and it makes me sick. Watching her eat, she does it like an art form.
Did you watch her eat the fruit roll-up thing?
Yes.
I watched
that made
you
think, God, I love you, Geneva. You're reading my mind. I have to say, she made me want to try it, you know?
I know. It did. It looked like it could fuck your teeth up.
She's really good at, though, like, with that petite little hand and the, let me put it together, you know? She's good at that. I'd be like, there's some people that eat and it's so gross. I have to say, who grossed me out watching them eat was, God, David and what's her face from Love Island?
Ekin
Sue ate and she was like, I'm eating some bread with some potato chips. And she had, like, she opened her mouth. You could see the food that she hadn't swallowed yet. I'm like, but she's not a food show host. But I'm like, this is grossing me out, man.
All right.
Wow, good for you. What have I done with my life? Nothing.
Well, before we get into the things we loved, yes, go.
Kat, our friend, said that Geneva's not getting on. I'm coming to her house and I'm going to drag her out. Is coming to Caesar's Palace this year in Vegas.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
So we're going.
Tasha was just asking me. She was like, would you want to go? I was like, oh, God, I really don't think I do want to go.
You don't have a choice.
Oh, God.
I'm coming to Vegas. If it's in Vegas, we have to go.
To be honest, the only thing I would do was go meet up with people that listen to us. Like, I would be interested in hosting
there could
an
be
escape
some,
tube meetup.
We could try. Yeah, that would be fun. We'll do that. But we could see what's going on, but I'm going to force you to go.
All right. Outlast. Let me give you
anything else.
I'll put the lay of the land. Oh, the only other thing is, don't watch the Pornhub documentary. It was an hour and 40 minutes. It felt 2 hours and 75 minutes.
What's it about?
It had no point. Like, essentially Pornhub, like, wasn't regulating content. So there was all this, like, bad porn on
there.
Young people. And then when they regulated the content, it affected, like, sex workers who were putting their stuff up there for money. And it was like, who cares? It was completely pointless.
Maybe that's how OnlyFans started. I must say, Twitter needs to do a better job of controlling porn. We follow some gay guys, no offense to gay guys, but we must be just following women, a lot of women and gay men. They'll retweet a gay picture and I see, like, guys railing each other. And I've never really, I don't really watch porn, but it's
right on
Twitter. When I'm looking for things and I'm like, you know, when I'm looking at Bravo stuff, all of a sudden there's people railing each other or there's just, like, pictures of huge penises. It's like, wow, holy shit, you know? So
takes you out. All right. So Outlast, Netflix, watch it. Like, start it this weekend. You'll finish it by Sunday. It was how many episodes? Six?
I think
eight episodes.
What would you name it? Like, Surviving Alaska? That might already be a name, though.
Outlast.
I think Alaska should
be like the wilderness or something. Surviving the wild or something. I don't know.
Like, instead of build a bear, it should be kill a bear or something.
Right. It was, I just looked this up. It was, guess who produced it? Jason Bateman.
I saw that. Yeah. I couldn't stop thinking about it. That's kind of what sold me on it after I you watching it. The first episode, I'm like, I almost turned it off.
Oh, like, I don't know. Okay.
See, I think they did a bad job with the trailer. They made it look cheesy in the trailer to me.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I would agree. So don't watch the trailer. Just start watching the show.
We're excellent.
I think this is one of the most fascinating studies of human nature I've seen in a while. You get to see like real, this is like what happens to, you get to see if people are good or bad, essentially, like, and how they operate in the world and what they choose to do.
At least they want a good chunk of change too. This isn't,
yes. And they want a good
naked
chunk
and
of change.
Afraid.
Yeah. So they start,
they
this will be
the beginning.
Filled with spoilers. So if you haven't watched
it. Yeah, don't
it,
listen if you're not, if you haven't watched it. A lot of people have watched it though that back. Seem to follow us. Yeah. A lot of people have responded.
16 players split into four teams. Alpha, Charlie,
players.
Bravo, Delta, and they try to survive and they have to work together. And then eventually what they're trying to do is get everybody out till there's one team. They have to win in a team, which I thought was fascinating.
I know. I didn't really grasp that until it really came down to it. I thought eventually it was going to be one person takes it all.
Yeah.
But I liked that it was a team. But it did piss me off in ways. It kind of ruined the game for me in a way but I guess it made the game good too. We'll get into it. At points, I'll tell you when it ruined it for me.
How do you want to go through this? You want to like team by team?
Trying to pull up everybody's face. Yeah, yeah. Thought by thought, like how you start and
I think,
yeah.
What I was struck by, what
did you watch this and stick with
for the rest of time? I love a show like this. I love Alone. I love Naked and Afraid. Like, so I like a survival show. I don't know why, but I think it's fascinating to watch how people approach things, how they
Your
try to figure
too.
It out.
He likes this show.
How like if you get cold and wet, some people can hold out and some people will crumble. Some people
what did your
will
husband
drink
say?
Water.
Did he love it?
Oh, he loved it. Yeah. Okay. Everybody loved
right
it.
Right away. Yeah.
Drinking water. I loved the chick who went home. Jill, was it? Right after she drank the water.
No. Jill was a crazy bitch.
No,
Andrea,
Jill went to the end.
Like.
Andrea. Right. Just drinking the water right out of the, like, she's like, it looks good. It's like, and of course.
Idiot. That's
sick.
That's just kindergarten shit.
It was amazing to me how many people went early, right? Like they really got down to like the eight people that were there for a while.
I know. I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They trimmed the fat because you can see a lot of people were in over their heads.
How do you end up going on this show and then leaving so easily? It seemed, I'm sure it was harder than it seemed, but it just seemed like some of them just blew the flare so easily. Like,
I know.
Don't give up.
I really like to see like, okay, so when shit started going left and Alpha starts doing what they're doing, which is pure evil, stealing the sleeping bags and all that kind of
pieces
shit.
Pieces of shit.
The worst, that is the worst human behavior. I that is shocking to me. That is the exact opposite of the purpose of this fucking show, which was to outlast, right?
Or should it be allowed?
No.
What do you think?
It was supposed to be about surviving. I mean, it made a great show. I think they probably,
but did it taint for the future seasons?
I don't think it tainted.
I guess it's part of the game, I guess.
Yeah, it is. But it's just, it says a lot about who you are as a person, that's how you're choosing to win, you know?
It drove me, right. It drove me nuts that, because had they not done stuff like that, they probably would have more competitions, I guess, that would have made them go get out. But it drove me nuts how Joel and Dawn kind of pussied out with it, though. Go get your freaking sleeping bags. Go rip that place apart. If someone took my sleeping bags and after the first night of me freezing, when that water was low, I would have charged my little ass right over there and would not be leaving without my sleeping bags. Yeah. Then she sees the boat, rip the boat apart, wait out there till you see that lunatic come for the boat. They're sitting in their thing after they saw the camera clips of seeing who stole the sleeping bags and they still never went back to get them.
I know.
The
fact
that
he went in full, Justin went in the full, like, like incognito outfit and blended right into the, I mean, that was great television. That whole scene was like
such
out of control.
Trash.
It's such, the three of them are like the degenerates on Walking Dead who would start the cult where people eat people. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the three, when Amber, Jill and him were together, they looked like convicts. Like they looked
they
like
did.
People that belonged in prison. They were sketchy.
Especially
him. I thought Amber.
He's kept
was
losing
sketchy
more and
the
more
entire
weight.
Time.
Oh God.
Yeah. Ugh.
Tyler's
Amber,
like
when Amber.
I don't know if this is the right thing to say. But he's like, that's why she got shot in the face. I'm like, oh my God, don't say that.
She, but just the way she was like, I've been through a lot. I've seen dark things. It's like, okay, get the fuck out of here. I mean, the three, just how evil they all became in the group think of like just being dirty fucking players was wild to watch. Like they really just went all in to being evil.
It was crazy. It was nuts. And just the sleeping bag thing set me off and how easily they went away and how these people bailing, like Brian making Javier pretty much lose, or Javier, I loved him. I wanted him to win. Obviously.
I wanted him to win so bad.
And
I loved
feel
him.
Like production should have stepped in. It drove me nuts because they probably would have easily won, I guess, had they him, because they didn't realize that the girl was going to go home because she got a blockage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then it makes you think, like, if we all had to really survive and we ate like that, she probably would have just died of it, or she would have ended up somehow getting it out of like, her. But
well, like on Oregon Trail, you know, this is the other thing that happens on Alone a lot, which is like people don't eat and then they go way too in and they always tap out. You have to be so careful if you're like your body's malnourished of how you like re-ingest food, you know.
It bummed me out that Brian left because I didn't realize how much it would impact Javier.
Yes, but I thought it was fascinating to see somebody like, I saw both sides of humanity. Like, you know, you saw the depraved nature of like the Team Alpha. And then you saw people who are just like, I'm a good person and I don't want to be associated with this. This is trash behavior. Well, I think they thought it was going to be a survival show. They didn't think we were going to be popping each other's tires and like stealing sleeping bags, you know?
My instincts would be like Javier to really rev the engines and be like, I'm coming for you now. I'm going to win. Right. Yes. Instead of just being like, oh, well, shucks, these guys are playing dirty. I'm going to leave. And why did you go all this way to Alaska?
I think it was like a moral shock to people who thought they were going to be doing one thing to see people just be pure evil.
End up on a show though. Like you've never watched. I agree with you, but I'm just shocked that people are so
there's never been
scumbags.
Like Alone, they don't hunt each other down and steal each other's shit, you know? Like that was just that. And the fact and then the scene where she's popping the raft and then she's like, this is mine. They're like fighting over the raft and like the buoys. It was like, Jesus.
Well,
crazy.
Because Javier Amber was trying to steal his, that was Javier's stuff, wasn't it? Right.
Yeah. And just that, like marching up he's waiting, while he's waiting, protecting his camp. She's over there fucking with his thing. Like that's just dirty behavior.
See, Jill was so nuts that she almost ruined the show because she was such, I don't think she was an actor, but she was just so nuts that she came off almost like an actor after a while. And her confessionals were just so intense and nuts.
They were great. I'm
like, is this person real? The way she was sitting outside that camp and
insane and not leaving. Like, I just think
the way she skinned that squirrel, you feel bad for the squirrel that you murdered, but you don't care that you could have killed Joel and Dawn. But you don't care about them. We're screaming at the TV when she's killing the squirrel and she's crying. It's like, you didn't care about them when you're almost, I mean, you could have froze them to death and something could have happened.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, who Jill voted for, you know what she's about.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know what she's like she's in a nuts. Grocery store. You know, she's the asshole yelling at people in line.
She don't even go to the grocery store. She got so much pleasure. How do you know how to skin that poor little thing? And then she put that
survivalist man.
She put that thing right, wrapped it up. I can't get that out of my head. Do you see that on Alone and everything?
I told you, if you guys liked this, I'm going to tell you the one season of Alone to watch, which is when this guy, I'll send you the season. His name was like Ronald, I think. He shot a bison with an arrow and then it was still alive, and he was with what are those called? Like the headlamp cam. He was with a knife.
Oh my God. How could you
took down a bison? When I tell you, he used every part of that animal down to the ball sack, which he used as a bag to carry berries. Like he used every part of the animal. He made a lavish blanket. He survived till the end, just off that animal. It was fascinating to watch somebody do that. You guys got to watch Alone. You would love it.
If you get, I would enjoy it. I would love to see him slaughter. If you do that with an animal and you use its parts and you, that's okay. Then you're doing, I mean, to really survive.
That's the right way to
hunt.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
I could not do it for many reasons.
No,
I think
the
food is what would get to me. Like, I just can't eat like that.
I
couldn't
freeze.
No, I don't want to freeze.
I don't
want to be wet. No, all of that. You just like, you probably feel disgusting.
Imagine how smelly they are.
And yeah, because they're not showering, right?
But what about women in their period? What goes on with that?
I don't even know.
I don't want to live through that. I like.
No.
But Javier, when Javier went to Charlie to go ask them to come in, you knew that they weren't going to let him, which because I guess they're getting down to the nitty gritty and they don't want to share the money with him. Too. But my issue is with Tom. Was that him who left the other camp high and dry?
Yes.
Tyler's defending him. I go, well, he thinks he's some great guy. Why did he end up leaving that camp to begin with?
Paul, right? Was that
or Paul?
Name?
Was it Paul?
Yes,
okay.
Paul.
Paul, right. Paul, sorry.
I think he saw the writing on the wall and he was he played a great game, in my opinion. God, I don't remember what team he left.
You don't think it was shitty of him and he deserved to win and you were okay.
I think he
with
played
him.
The game right. Okay. Yeah. I think he knew what he was doing jumping ship and like he knew how to manipulate people. He was trying to work Jill. Like I think the one
Is
thing I thought was interesting
between him and Justin leaving teams.
I guess. I mean, he did them dirty, I guess, too. I'm not saying it's any better, but he played it better, I guess. Like,
And Justin was a garbage person. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, just, I thought it was weird that they were trying to recruit Jill, and then they kicked Justin out when they found out what he did, but they knew that they stole the sleeping bags.
Right.
So, like, why were they recruiting Jill if they knew she did
it? It was a tactic to get rid of.
They were trying to end it.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jill, but then the other two could have survived. Who knows? I guess, but
right.
And then Justin, they knew once he came over, he had screwed over the other two. I found it hilarious. It almost feels like acting to me when she flung the letter across the lake. That seemed fascinating to me. I know it's not, but she just was so perfect for TV. She was gold.
She was great. She was great.
That I just couldn't get over it.
All of it. The way that played out. The way that the ending played out, you didn't know who was going to win. I really thought the girls had it. And I was like, they better not fucking win.
I
even
flipped out
watching Paul struggle to walk to
that
make
it. That was crazy.
When he was down on one knee, which he was on a one knee. I don't know if you noticed this. Whenever he was like sitting, he was always down on one knee. Like that's who was resting position. Like I'm telling
most
you.
Most uncomfortable thing to do
on
the world.
Of his knees. I know. But when he was like, God, give me the strength. And then he just like got up like a zombie and kept
He's
going.
Like 50 Cent.
I was so glad
that
they
song.
Won.
Oh my God. Me too. When they got into the thing and those girls are, they played such a dirty game. Then they are cussing Justin out. Like, I can't believe he would do this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And
I loved. How
do you
feel about
the
wrestling
food?
Coach
I don't think
guy.
He did feed the food. Eat the food.
Oh, I don't think he did either. I think they were just like tripping
out. I think
out.
He did have to dump.
Yeah.
Sorry. Who's the wrestling coach?
The one part of the winning team. What the hell
Seth?
Was his name?
With the beard?
Is that Seth?
I'm looking at
no,
him right
now.
No, not
Seth. The other one. Nick.
The cutest one in there.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, he was the biggest tool bag to, what was her name? Angie?
Oh, and then he's crying.
Yeah, but like when she wanted to go on the raft to like go do the competition.
Yeah, right.
And he was like, no, fuck no, 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 no. And then when she won, he was like, I mean, you know, she's lighter, it's just physics. It's like you're such a tool bag.
Yeah.
But then in the end, he was like devastated when she left. And he grew on me by the end too.
He did. Yeah. That was total.
He was such a douche.
Chauvinist male pig. And it made sense for her to do it. I was so happy that she killed that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And that guy doing push-ups on the raft.
Oh, what an idiot.
Go fuck yourself.
Talk about, like, that's how you burn energy and go home early, which
idiot,
is exactly what he did. Like, that's such tool bag behavior. Ugh.
And Justin getting naked and swimming across with the sleeping bags. I'm so mad at Don and Joel for being such, just lay
pussies.
Down and take it. It drove me crazy.
I know. They really did like it. Just they should. I mean,
like they were.
I loved
scared.
That too. That the tide of it all, like watching them like have to navigate, we're gonna get caught, like when they went to try to get the crab things and the chicks ended up getting soaking wet, I was like, oh, they're gonna go home, but they didn't. But that kind of stuff's great too.
Nature is fascinating.
It is. What a show.
Javier, I would like to know, so they could bring a fire starter, or they were allowed to have a fire starter. I was
they
surprised.
Gave
them
a fire starter they in did. Their kit.
Okay, must have missed that. Javier, though, I really wish he would have won. I wish he could have stayed just for TV wise. Once
Me too.
He was gone, I'm like, I just wanted to turn the TV off. I was so pissed because I guess it was good TV, but it drove me crazy that he wasn't allowed to stay.
Yeah, I know. And that he would have, he really wanted to. He was great. He was like, and he was getting pissed, but in like the right way, not in a petty way. Just like, you're assholes, you know,
way.
Like,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he burned his camp down. I just loved it.
That was great.
Like
was
it should have been burning able to happen.
Down. Yeah.
But that's the only qualm, but it made the game good because he needed to pick the right people and he didn't, because he picked old man Withers and then Don and Joel. I wish he could have just talked to them more and say, hey, if you leave, you're going to screw me over. We'll be able to get through this. But they were ready to go.
They were done. Yeah.
Just drives me.
I mean, that whole situation was a little nutty.
If you're going to give up. But I guess after all that time,
you're out there,
you're exhausted. You know? Right.
And you're cold. It's like, what the fuck am I doing this for? It's a true test of will.
I know. It is. I thought that Corey guy would last longer, but.
Yeah, they dropped pretty quickly. A lot of them did. I just think the human nature of it all is the most fascinating part. And that's why I would watch 100 seasons of the show, just to watch what people do and how they figure this out and how they navigate it. It says a lot about a person to do the shit that Team Alpha did a lot.
I think Jill and Amber are exactly like that every day of their life.
Yes, 100%. I'm telling you, Jill's the Karen in a store yelling at you. Amber's the psychopath punching your tires when you double park her. Like,
right.
That's just who they are. And it
was nice to see Justin get, if he would have won too, it would have pissed you off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was nice that his actions ended up screwing him over too. By if he would have just left and not ripped apart their thing, he would have probably won.
Yeah. And some of their like the little cabins they created too were pretty amazing.
Right.
Like, the guys that won, they had like a drum inside that was like the heater inside of their tent. I mean, amazing stuff. Amazing.
How do you know you're not going to die of carbon monoxide? How do you not burn the place down? It's fascinating.
To be warm. Yeah. It was great. It's just such
the
a
guy
good
with the hair ponytail down the chin, though. How does that life? How do you get there?
How do you survive with that in the wild for 36 days?
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
Not? I know. Be a nightmare.
I know. I was worried, though, about them walking through all the water. You really could feel how cold it was. And then he dropped those boots in. I'm like, oh, God.
I know. I thought they were done when they decided to cross the water. I was like, oh, they're going to fucking lose. This is how they're going to lose.
I would love to hear Jason Bateman say how he became a person in this.
A producer.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's somehow, you know, he's tied to Netflix with one show. So I think maybe he has an overall deal with them or something.
God, great show though.
Great show. Highly recommend you watch it. Honestly, the episodes got shorter and shorter. There were episodes that were like 30 minutes long. So it won't take you long to get through it at all.
It was a great show. I thought it was
great.
Top tier.
I dreamt
television.
About it for two nights. I had like major issues out in the wild during my dreams. I like couldn't get a fishing lure to work. And then one night I was trying to set up a tent for like 2 hours. It was great.
God,
10 out of 10.
I don't really dream much. I did have a dream last night where I listened to this radio show and I like went to the guy's house and then like he kissed me and Tyler's family saw me kissing. And then I ran back to Tyler and was like, I tried to get back with Tyler in my sleep.
Like a stalker?
I woke up and we were like married and we were together and I like felt guilty when I woke up. I felt so bad.
That's good.
It was a horrible dream. I don't know what that means. But great show. I love it. Tell me more shows to watch like this.
I'm telling you, I'll send you the season alone with that guy, Ronald. It's great.
I never would have watched it without you.
I'm glad. Guess what, guys? We'll be back.
My last thought.
You know, yes.
Being on Netflix must be nuts because there's just so many people that watch it.
I know. Worldwide. I know.
Jill?
I hope Jill's getting it in the DMs.
We're following her on Instagram
now. DMs. It goes down
exactly what you would expect.
Yep, I bet she is. All right, guys, we love you. We'll be back. Bye.